Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Iowa takes pride in being the nation's first presidential nominating contest, and tonight, Republicans make their choices. ABC's Stephen Portnoy is in Des Moines.
If the final statewide poll is any indication, and longtime observers of Iowa politics believe it's a pretty good one, this is Donald Trump's race to lose. He has a 28-point lead in that poll. The sub-zero temperatures might have an impact on turnout, and that could affect the outcome. It's impossible to predict. There's never been an Iowa caucus night as cold as this one is set to be.
The freezing temperatures are not limited to Iowa. Utility regulators in Texas are asking people to conserve power this morning because of grid tightness. More than 1,500 flights in the U.S. have been canceled today. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. With events planned around the nation, President Biden travels to Philadelphia. And the FAA and NTSB are investigating a hot air balloon crash in Arizona Sunday that killed four people. This is ABC News. More attacks by Houthi rebels from Yemen, prompting Great Britain to say it's ready for military action.
Trying to make the case against the Houthis. British Defense Secretary Grant Shapps speaking in London.
We intend it as a single action. We'll now monitor very carefully to see what they do next, how they respond, and we will see from there.
But on Sunday, the Houthis were back at it again. They claim they're targeting vessels with links to Israel, but Shapps counters cargo ships from more than 50 nations have been directly or indirectly affected. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
For the second time in less than a month, a town in Iceland being threatened by lava from an eruption. At least one house has already been burned in the town about 30 miles outside Reykjavik. And NASA says it's developed a new supersonic commercial jet developed with Lockheed Martin. Plane could at speeds of over 900 miles per hour. First flight expected later this year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
7 News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's second powerful storm this week should drop another 6 to 12 inches of snow from Platteville through Madison on up to Green Bay. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot also predicts winds over 50 miles an hour.
After 5 o'clock, it shifts out of the northwest. That's going to plummet our temperatures. It's going to take our snow from a heavy, wet mix and turn it into the lighter, fluffy stuff that blows around.
After the storm moves out tomorrow morning, temperatures will stay bitterly cold for at least a few days. The public memorial service for the late Senator Herb Cole goes on despite the bad weather. The service at Fiserv Forum, home of the Milwaukee Bucks, the basketball team Cole owned from 1985 to 2014. Cole died on December 27th at the age of 88 after a brief illness. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Janice E. Hollinger, 73, formerly of Phillips, passed away on Thursday, December 28th, under palliative care, surrounded by her loving family at Marshfield Hospital in Marshfield. She is survived by her children, Melissa Milam of Marshfield, and by Eric of Phillips. Survived also by 5 grandchildren, by 1 great-grandchild, and by brothers Keith Kozak and Ken Kozak. Massive Christian burial to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, January 20th, at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips, with Father Lordu Mandu officiating. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the time of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janice E. Hollinger, 73, formerly of Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Get big savings at Menards. Start 2024 refreshed by exploring Pittsburgh Paint's color trends of the year in-store or on Menards.com today. Save time on your painting projects with Pittsburgh's Grand Distinction. It's a premium paint and primer in one with high hiding coverage and long-lasting color. Get a gallon starting at $29.87 after $10 mail-in rebate now at Menards. Good through January 21st, savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be dangerously cold with a wind chill pushing minus 20 to minus 30 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Today, partly sunny. We'll get to around 1 below for a high today. The wind west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, down to 11 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 10 below zero.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Packers advance in the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a stunning win. Green Bay 48-32 over the heavily favored Cowboys in Dallas. Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love threw three touchdowns and had nearly a perfect quarterback rating of 157.2.
It's been a long season. We've been counted out. Can't say enough how proud I am of everybody in the locker room.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the loss.
I don't think anybody saw this coming. I mean, you got to give Green Bay credit. They came in here hot, and yeah, we're hurting.
Team owner Jerry Jones.
The coaching to the players to what's around the corner on a personal basis, I'm floored.
The Packers face the 49ers on the road Saturday night, 7:15 in the divisional playoffs. NBA, the Bucks with a 144-143 win in overtime against the Sacramento Kings. Damian Lillard coming up with a huge three-point winning shot at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And a couple local sports notes. Now, most of our area games were weathered out on Friday. We did get a couple in. You heard it right here, where the Prentice girls fell to Phillips. Phillips beating Prentice 83-28. And on the boys' side, It was Prentice winning on the boys' side 57-36. Some teams back in action today. The Butternut boys are scheduled to play host to Drummond tonight. We've got a makeup game tonight. The Shawamigan boys are going to be in Phillips, made up from a few weeks ago. And so Shawamigan at Phillips, boys hoops. We'll have it for you right here, the varsity contest at 7:15 live from the Phillips Logger Gymnasium. Other action coming up this week. The Butternut girls will be in action tomorrow as they travel to take on Hurley. The Phillips girls are scheduled to play host to Gilman in a contest tonight. And the Shawamigan girls basketball team is scheduled to play host to Phillips in a contest coming up tomorrow. So we'll have high school sports for you tonight. The Shawamigan boys at Phillips 7:15. Jeff Haken in the call right here. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
Leaving on me. Many angels don't always say.
I'm listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Down at Joe's place, a corner pocket sinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, cause with a woman you love.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
93.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Truck at 98Q Country. One of those days where you got to be careful where you take a deep breath, because you take a deep breath and you catch a little draft of that cold and careful out there if you're traveling, especially today. Just a wind chill advisory, which means it's cold. Temperature is 9-10 below in the city of Park Falls. Wind chill factor is 20-23 below. Temperature is warm at the stretch, warm to zero or negative one today. Temperatures will stay in the single digits, probably right through Friday. A little bit of a warming trend, it looks like, for next week, but it's just going to be a cold week for you. Little, if any, snow expected this week, and pretty much, I think, the northern half of Wisconsin, unless you get down to the Point area down there, didn't get enough to really crank things up as far as snowmobile trails and stuff go. We'll announce the winner of our Packer Pick'em in just a little bit, and I was thinking to myself about talking about the game yesterday with the Packers, and I thought, you don't want to hear what I have to say. You want to hear what your fearless leader had to say after the game yesterday. So let's take a few minutes and listen in on the post-game press conference after a playoff victory. It doesn't get any sweeter than the sound of a clunking mic.
That was fun. So proud of our guys. Just the mindset that they had coming down here and put on a performance like that. Couldn't be happier for them. Certainly, we knew it was going to be difficult, and hats off to Dallas making it a game at the end of the game. And bad decision by me by pulling our guys and having to put them back in. But luckily, defensively, P making that sack, I mean, that was critical, and they bailed me out of a bad decision. So just couldn't be happier for our guys. Obviously, really excited about the next opportunity. Go going to San Francisco and playing against one of the best teams in the NFL, and we'll have our work cut out for us, and certainly I don't know when we play, but assuming it's going to be on a short week, so we'll have to rest up. You know, my heart hurts right now for JJ. It doesn't look good for him. So it's kind of bittersweet anytime you have a guy go out like that. And, you know, it's a tough thing to deal with. And just with him in the locker room, and, you know, a lot of guys hurt for him right now.
So what do you make of having, you have this first-year starting quarterback, and you're playing this road playoff game against a team that's 8-0 at home, and he's out there just wheeling and dealing. What do you make of that?
Man, Jordan Love, wow. That's about all I can say, Pete, is wow. What he did and the poise he shows, the command he shows, the touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks, it was an all-out look. We were obviously in the empty set. He had, I think it was Tucker, Max Protect, and that was a great job by Tuck and the rest of our offensive line. And for him to hang in there and get that throw, and Wicks made a hell of a catch. But those are things that you just can't necessarily, you can try to coach it, but what a moment for him. To me, that was a big-time play. It just shows the growth that he's had from his first start versus KC to now. Just so proud and happy for him. He's a dude. He is a real dude.
You step on him early and never fall off, had a big lead throughout. At what point did you kind of realize on the sideline, okay, this is going to be a little bit of a different game with the big lead and having to manage that?
Did you lose your voice? Were you yelling too much?
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Ryan. Well, you know, we came in at halftime, and I asked the guys, I said, hey, what's the score? And they all said 0-0. And I know it's one thing to say it, and it's another thing to go out and do it, but fortunately, you know, we built a lead that was too big to overcome. And, you know, I'm mad at myself for pulling our guys at the end of the game, because I knew we probably shouldn't do it, I think. I made the decision, and I regret it, but I think that's a learning moment, and I'll learn from it and get better for it. I think there's a little bit of freedom with that in terms of how you go out and play, and, you know, these guys, they went for it, and that's exciting to see. You know, every phase, I thought you could see it in the way we played, our play style, just how aggressive we were, really in every phase. And each phase contributed to the win.
Aaron Jones, I mean, you guys didn't have 100-yard rusher the first 14 games of the season. Now he's done it 4 games in a row. We know what he means off the field. On the field, what is he doing so well?
I mean, you guys see it, right, Matt? I mean, just his ability to put his foot in the ground and just be explosive, make people miss. I can't say enough great things about the guy, the football player, what he means to our team, the leadership he brings. He's a rare guy. There are not many like him. Just in how he encourages his teammates, how he uplifts his teammates. But I think you got to give it up to the offensive line, too. And it's not just those guys. It's really the other 10 men on the field. But it starts up front. I thought our tight ends really did a great job. I know on the one touchdown, Josiah had a great cut block on the backside. I think he got Parsons down. And the receivers, just their willingness to go in and dig out safeties and block at the second level. They're usually the difference, in my opinion, of bringing springing a explosive gain into a touchdown. And those guys bring it, and they battle, and they fight for one another.
Frustrating season for Jones with the injuries, but he obviously feels fresh now. How much, as a play caller, does that just take the pressure off you to not have to manage him as much, maybe, since he is fresh, just kind of let him go?
Yeah, I mean, it's great, especially with such a dynamic player. And I think, you know, sometimes it was a blessing in disguise, I would say, that he didn't have the wear and tear throughout the course of the season, because he's not the biggest guy, but pound for pound, I don't know if there's many tougher than him. And so I think, you know, being here now, not having all the, missing all those games and not having the, I guess he's got more tread on the tire.
Jair had gone back in if it was closer, and what does it say about him to come up with that huge play after maybe, how much did he really push himself to get in playing shape after what happened?
Oh, he, like I said earlier this week, it was a freak deal. And I watched him in pregame. We still didn't know until we tested him out pregame whether or not he was going to play. And then I usually don't go out in early on watching guys warm up, but I went out to look at him. I saw Greg Williams was putting him through some of the drills, and just to see his explosiveness, I was like, all right, I think this guy's going to be good. That was obviously a big-time play, just kind of setting us off. You know, we go down, we have a long drive, go down and score, was it 8 minutes or something like that? And then he comes up with that big-time pick, and for us to go up 14 right off the jump, I think that was pretty big.
We now, but the first 15 games of the season, no 100-yard receiver, now three straight, three different guys. Today was grown, obviously. Yeah. When you're this deep a receiver, can guys just kind of get forgotten about? I mean, he got open time and time again.
Well, I think defenses have to pick and choose. And so if you cover one guy, then it opens up the other guy. And I just think the depth that we have, I don't know if I've been around a team that can go with six, seven different guys. You know, we made a tough decision sitting Malik tonight. That was not easy. I did not want to do that, but it was just kind of a numbers thing, because that's how much confidence we have of him, too. And he made some key plays for us a week ago. But Rome was – he was on one tonight. And he was – you could see it. Man, he's got great hands. Just – I really think just going back earlier this year, was it the Chargers game maybe? When he made that touchdown grab, just the aggressive hands catch. We saw it versus New Orleans as well. But he's got an unbelievable mindset, and it was really cool to see that, you know, come to fruition. We took a timeout early in this game. I think it was in the second quarter, where he was coming out of the game, and I wanted him in for a specific play, burn the timeout, and put him back in, and he gets a 39-yard reception. So, but Rome is, you know, he just... He goes about his business and does a great job. It's fun to coach a guy like that, and he brings so much to our team.
About the moment or the look where you wanted him to do
it? Well, it's just the play that we've been practicing with him for really a couple weeks. It just hadn't been dialed up, and we thought that based on some of the coverage contours they were playing, that it would be a good play for him. And there were a lot of good plays for him tonight, and he came through for us.
Bears buried the first part of my question. Is Jair's ankle, is that considered serious? Would he have gone back in if it was a closer game?
You know, I don't think he would have gone back in, but I don't know. I think we'll know more throughout the course of the week, and hopefully he'll be okay to play, because he certainly brings a lot to our team. And, you know, it was cool to see him in a game of this magnitude go out there and play the way he did.
Matt, there was a timeout on the field right before Darnell's pick six. Was anything talked about on the sideline in terms of...
I really don't know. I was watching the play develop, and he obviously jumped the route, so I don't know if he knew where it was coming. I didn't have a long conversation about it, but... It was obviously a critical play in this game, just to kind of flip the, I don't know what the, I can't even tell you what the score was at that point, but it put us up 27. That just kind of allowed us to pile it on up to that point.
Hey man,
know you don't. On the touchdown to Musgrave, Jordan said that was the same play as week one against the Bears.
It was.
Are you also, like Jordan, thinking just don't trip over yourself this time?
Yeah, we had a cool moment in the locker room. Everybody celebrated the fact that he stayed up, and he was so proud of himself that he put the ball in his outside arm and finished through the goal line. And you know, he is a great kid, man, and just great energy about him. I know he loves this game, and it killed him not being out there. I think he's so excited to be back out there, whether he's catching touchdowns or out there doing dirty work, run blocking. He's just got such a great energy. And really, I think I can say that about our whole team, is there is a different energy about our team. It's so much fun to come to work with these guys every day. And these guys do just the way they compete and push each other. And, you know, I'm just happy for those guys.
There you go, Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Nothing better than a good post-game press conference after your team wins a game, plus winning a playoff game. Nice win for the Pack. Nice win for the Pack. The two picks were huge in that game. They were absolutely huge. Turnovers are always big. We talked about it with Mike Clemens. By the way, that was from the microphone right there, Mike Clemens. He's right, the guy we talked to each Friday. He was there in Dallas covering. And I could spend about 3 hours this morning just playing audio clips of all the clips from Mike Clemens, but I don't think you want to do that? Okay. We have a winner of our Packer Pick'em contest, ladies and gentlemen. And I went through all the scores, and I thought to myself, boy, nobody's going to predict this high of a score. I'm going through them just like this. I'm going to have to get out my calculator to figure out. And then I came to the final prediction late Friday afternoon when Linda Furman called in. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Linda Furman. She predicted 42-34 the Packers would win, and it was 48-32. That's pretty darn good. So, Linda Furman, congratulations. You got the $50 Cabela's gift card, the $20 to the Village Pit Stop, and $25 to the Northwoods Supper Club. Congratulations. Thanks to all who entered our Packer Pick'em contest. Packers will play Saturday night, by the way. Saturday night, like 7:30, I think it is. And they'll be traveling to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Of course, you'll have it right here.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Iowa takes pride in being the nation's first presidential nominating contest, and tonight, Republicans make their choices. ABC Stephen Portnoy is in Des Moines.
If the final statewide poll is any indication, and longtime observers of Iowa politics believe it's a pretty good one, this is Donald Trump's race to lose. He has a 28-point lead in that poll. The sub-zero temperatures might have an impact on turnout, and that could affect the outcome. It's impossible to predict. There's never been an Iowa caucus night as cold as this one is set to be.
The freezing temperatures are not limited to Iowa. Utility regulators in Texas are asking people to conserve power this morning because of grid tightness. More than 1,500 flights in the U.S. have been canceled today. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. With events planned around the nation, President Biden travels to Philadelphia. And the FAA and NTSB are investigating a hot air balloon crash in Arizona Sunday that killed four people. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Conditions are bad in Wisconsin for just about anything right now, but worst of all for fighting a large fire. More than 50 homes were evacuated in Beloit this morning while crews put out a big commercial fire. People forced out of their homes were staying warm at a neighborhood school. Wisconsin lawmakers will likely take up tax cuts again this spring. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says it would be hard to cut taxes without also cutting public services. Democrats say they'll prioritize working families.
People do want to have the services that are going to allow them and their families to live a good life in their communities, and they also want to feel like their tax burden is fair. So we try to balance all of those things.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers with another win in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a huge upset win over the Cowboys, 48-32. It's the sixth time in a row the Packers have won in the Cowboys Stadium, including Super Bowl 45. They led 27-7 at the end of two quarters. Matt LaFleur.
Fortunately, you know, we built a lead that was too big to overcome.
Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love.
It was huge. You know, I think that was a key for us coming to this game was to run the ball well.
Love threw three TDs with a quarterback rating of 157. Romeo Doubs on the Packers' young receiver core.
It's amazing, man, how young we are as a group. I just feel like the most important area is just sticking together.
Up next, the Packers face the 49ers in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks with an exciting win, 143-142 in overtime in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard with a game-winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
It was like we had the game and they stole it from us and then, you know, we took it back at the end.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aide training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
It is going to be dangerously cold with a wind chill pushing minus 20 to minus 30 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Today, partly sunny. We'll get to around 1 below for a high today. The wind west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, down to 11 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 10 below zero.
Q Country. We'll be right back.
kiss her on the street. When you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her.
Scotty McCrary, it matters to her. You get out ice fishing, you go on into Bader Sports Center in Phillips, get to what you need, all the bait and the cold weather stuff and the stormy cromers. And Bader Sports Center, Craig and the guys will take care of you right there. Highway 13 in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. Right, we got two more NFL games today. If you can get home work from get home early from work, there you go. The Bills and Steelers are going to play. That game was postponed from the weekend. Due to heavy snow, it's still going to be kind of not nice there, I guess. It's kind of always not nice in the winter in Buffalo, is it? Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and then followed up with the Eagles in action, too, tonight. So the Packers know who they'll play. They'll be in San Francisco Saturday night. So that'll be a nice warm weather game for the Packers against another good team, 49ers. 49ers, another. You're the seventh seed. You're going to get quality teams. Packers did what they needed to do. Dak Prescott had a little struggle there in the first half, put him behind the eight ball, and the Packers were able to take care of business. How about those Lions, huh? Winning last night. It always amazes me, just the fine. These teams are so equal. It's just so, they battle it out 3 hours, limbs falling here and people being carted off the field. And then the last series for the Rams comes down to, you saw it, right? The wide receiver for the Rams. Yeah, the Lions guy grabbed his jersey. It was like a backyard. It was like I was playing backyard football with my brothers. The guy went down, turned around to make the catch, went to elevate to make the catch, the Rams receiver. And the Lions guy had a hold of his jersey from behind, so he couldn't jump to get it. Referee didn't see it. And that was the fourth down play that allowed the Lions to win it in advance. But they got there. They gave themselves an opportunity. And the Lions, here's what intrigues me about the Lions' possibility of going all the way to the Super Bowl is that their defensive mentality is a playoff mentality. When you get to the playoffs, the referees, for the most part, will let you play. And the Lions were just manhandling the Rams receivers. And the Rams receivers were still making catches, but they were pushing and they were shoving and they were grabbing and the refs were calling about half of it. And it got down to that last play of the game. And the Lions defender just grabbed the jersey of the Rams guy so he couldn't jump up and get it. They didn't call it. And game over. The Lions win.
the 31-32-year drought of no playoff victories for the Lions has ended. There were tears in the stadium, and the and the Lions, what a game, huh? The Lions win it, and they'll have a home game again coming up next week. So the schedule is kind of set. It's kind of set. It's set for the Packers. They know Saturday night they'll be traveling to take on the San Francisco 49ers.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long way.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys will set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, yeah. But yes. There's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down the Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
I'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Save big money on your bathroom upgrade at Menards. Homeworks creates thoughtfully designed bath fans that will align perfectly with your style. A modern smart pen bath fan with humidity sensing, a dimmable LED light, and a dual-color nightlight is the perfect addition for your bathroom. The motion sensor automatically chooses which light should activate based on ambient lighting. It's on sale for $129.99. Hurry in, prices good through January 21st. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hear from some of the top industry specialists from around the world of agriculture by attending an ag-focused conference hosted by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Take in a day of learning by picking from multiple conference options, each featuring a unique agenda. Join the Ag Country team in Fargo, North Dakota, or Jamestown, North Dakota. Can't make it in person? No problem. You can watch the Ag Focus Fargo Conference virtually. Visit agcountry.com/events for more details and registration.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be dangerously cold with a wind chill pushing minus 20 to minus 30 today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Today, partly sunny. We'll get to around 1 below for a high today. The wind west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, down to 11 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
Right now.
My buddies think I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. And mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone.